This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We are live. It is Thanksgiving. I know. It is it's pretty surprising that a nationally syndicated radio program will be live. But here we are, Thursday, with the normal Thursday hosts, too. I mean, it's not like we're bringing in, you know, other hosts to do the job or anything like that. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Likely your only live radio option in America right now, Free Talk Live.
Unless you're possibly looking for some football.
Yeah,
that would be a live broadcast.
Yeah, you know, I guess I was thinking about sort of call-in radio.
But right.
Yeah, the number is 855-450-3733. Or you can call in on Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm is the username on Skype. And all you have to do is send us a request, as Richard just did now, and we'll approve it, and you can call in. Or 855-450-3733, as Raul did. Raul, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening, Mark and Daryl. I just wanted to take a moment out of my Thanksgiving to give thanks to you gentlemen and to the other co-hosts of Free Talk Live, because you guys, your passion, your drive, your jokes, and sometimes my head scratching when I hear you guys, you know, really motivates me to, you know, work harder to make that move to New Hampshire in 3 years. I visited earlier. I meant both of you gentlemen.
And yes, I visited,
New Hampshire.
At Localburn.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And, you know, I visited other cities in New Hampshire as well, and it's just, you know, it triggered the move in me. Like, there was nothing more that I needed to see to, you know, work for liberty. Because ultimately here in California, yeah, the talks of secession have just begun, but ultimately it's not where I can picture myself, you know, in the end game.
Yeah. So do you think that secession proposal will actually wind up getting the number of signatures needed to get on the ballot?
I do, mostly because people are angry and they're spiteful. Here in California, there were massive, massive protests, one which I attended to, and though it was very lefty, people there were, you know, were willing to secede just to prove a point, you know? And when I would ask, you know, some individuals, you know, like, you know, what would you do about healthcare? They really didn't seem to be concerned too much about the answers. They just kind of
sure. They don't know anything about economics. they don't realize that you have to be able to essentially print your own money if you're in the United States. The reason that Massachusetts, for instance, has Romney Care, which is a mandate that you buy insurance as opposed to free health care. If there was going to be free health care, Vermont and Hawaii would have done it already. And they can't do it because it's not financially feasible. You've got to be able to print money to make this happen. And California, mind you, is the equivalent of France from an economic standpoint. It's basically the seventh or eighth largest economy in the world.
I've heard fourth.
Man, that would be huge. I think that must be rated somehow differently. But nonetheless, it's a huge economy, but it doesn't print its own currency, and that's going to be a big problem.
But
also, when they secede, then you're stuck with Californians.
Right, but if California does wind up seceding, they would then, you know, be able to create their own central bank that would then be able to create currency.
They could do that, but I think that that would cause a lot bigger problems. So, Raul, I'm not trying to say that Californians stink. Most of my family are Californians. What I'm trying to say is that California...
They smell all right when they get out of the shower.
California is it's a socialist kind of place, and you, as you just testified, they're, you know, they're voting en masse for Trump. There are red counties, but not a heck of a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah, correct. I mean, it's just refreshing to hear the, you know, before I would mention secession, like, you know, what are you talking about? You know, you freaking crazy anarchist, you know, get out of here. But now it's...
called a racist? Because that's what happens a lot of times, is you just get called a racist.
About federalism. No, I'm Hispanic, so they don't really... You know, they don't really feel the racist.
No, you can't be racist. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know,
make California Mexico again.
He doesn't want that either.
No, I wouldn't want that either.
So go ahead.
Oh yeah, and so just wanted to thank you guys. But a point that I really wanted to ask you guys about was, I'm not sure if you guys have heard about the Amanda Bolden case, where it's been, you know, reported that she ousted Kyle Tasker and other, you know, representatives to kind of, you know, save her own skin from, you know, possible jail time. So I was just wondering if you guys were aware of that happening and what your thoughts are, because I met, you know, Representative Bolden at this year's Pork Fest, and I even bought some of her ice cream, and we had a really good chat. And
yeah,
it's really amazing. But Amanda's, you know, it's just sad to hear that, you know, she's willing to, you know, cooperate and talk to the police when...
This is not necessarily, you know, new information completely. Certainly the release of the interview itself is new information.
Let's talk about who she is. First, you have to set the stage.
Yeah.
Amanda Bolden is a representative here in New Hampshire. She maybe moved for the Free State Project. She certainly moves in those circles and those sorts of things. And, you know, something, Kyle Tasker was another rep. He got busted for, among other things, selling weed to apparently a bunch of reps in the state house.
Yes.
Now, there are 400 reps in the New Hampshire state house, and it doesn't surprise me that some of them, you know, smoke weed. And what happened was essentially, you know, Kyle was, it's difficult to like this guy, particularly, frankly, for me. He's just a big mess from that standpoint, but he got himself busted. And the age-old question comes in is, do you, as a friend or a buyer of a sloppy drug dealer, have a responsibility to protect them from the consequences of their actions? And Amanda's a really nice gal, and I wouldn't doubt at all that she was friends with Kyle, and she, you know, friends with us until the whole FTL, FSP breakup thing, whatever went on there. And I, you know, do I hold some animosity? I could probably reasonably say that it was that whole breakup between Free Talk Live and the Free State Project was painful, and Amanda was at the head of it. But I don't think in this circumstance that I'm too upset about what I see. I know Ian feels differently, and you can call in and talk to him about it, too. He'll be in on tomorrow night. But for me, I'm like, I've just seen too many people. You know, I spent 8.5 years in prison. I've seen too many people that are just stupid criminals.
Right.
And you can't stop stupid.
Right. And Amanda was not the only state rep that wound up getting interviewed by the Attorney General's office. There were, I believe, 4 others that got interviewed. It was either 3 or 4 others. And then there was 1 additional former state rep that apparently the AG's office found documentation mentioning Shem Kellogg. Unfortunately, he lost a battle with cancer and passed away before they began their investigation, so they never interviewed him. But everybody else, where they found, you know, like messages on Facebook where Kyle was messaging people about doing some purchases, they interviewed all of those people. So Amanda was not the only state rep to get interviewed, let alone the only, you know, Liberty rep to be interviewed.
But this kind of brings up the conversation of snitching. And snitching's a big conversation in the Liberty community, because many people have it in their minds that, you know, we're the good guys and the police prosecuting the drug war are the bad guys. And so therefore, when you speak to the police, you're talking to the enemy, that kind of thing. I have some sympathy for that particular position. I get it. I also think that it's a bad idea to talk to the police, but I don't deal with this situation too often. when I know when the pressure's on and you start thinking about your family and that sort of thing, that it begins to, you start weighing out what's worth what, and is my relationship with this person important? Is my relationship with my child important? I'm sure that those things went through Amanda's mind and the mind of her attorney, Seth Hipple, who's been on the show here on Free Talk Live. But Raul, I want to hold you over here, and I want to continue this conversation because I think there's some important stuff to be gleaned. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Going back to my victim thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's right. Come on. All in on Free Talk Live. I don't know. I'm just trying to incorporate that song into the monologue here. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We had Raul on the line, and he's a longtime listener of Free Talk Live. He called in about a situation that apparently is going on here in New Hampshire with a state rep. And it is, you know, I don't consider it particularly important to the Liberty community. Daryl, do you?
What, that Amanda Bolden is a state rep? Or that Kyle Tasker was being, you know, kind of a dumbassery?
So there was a state rep that was selling pot. Amanda Bolden, who has been on here on the Free Talk Live many times, she's the gal who
said... Let me set
the scene. Just a second. Okay. You can correct me in a minute. I know everything I say is wrong, but just let me set the scene. So the state rep selling pot, Amanda Bolden, who's a Free Talk Live guest on many occasions. She's friends with him. Presumably, she's gotten some marijuana from him. There's 400 reps, so there's people with all kinds of different habits, and then this guy gets busted for that and a variety of other things, and the complaint is that since she talked to the police under the advisement of her attorney, that she's a snitch. Now, it doesn't look like she gave any information that the police didn't already have, pardon me, but nonetheless, some people think that just speaking to the police is snitching.
Right. So the point I wanted to make is not only was Kyle Tasker selling weed to other state reps, he wasn't really even trying to be that discreet about it. Because, he was sending Facebook messages to people, apparently, just using the straight out word marijuana, where most people, when they're doing some kind of thing, they use code words.
Indeed they do.
Plus, he would, flout how he was, smoking his cannabis vape in committee hearings.
He did.
5 feet away from the chief of police. Or, other things. He would post, I'm sitting one seat behind the chief of police in a Senate committee hearing, and I've got this much weed on me.
Yeah, oftentimes when people are, reasonably successful at whatever criminal activity, and I'm using criminal from the state's definition of the term.
He thought he was invincible.
They think that they begin to get this feeling of invincibility. And my experience, and I have a great deal with people, violating laws and rules, law enforcement officers have to, investigate. And I have experience with law enforcement officers doing it too. And the fact is that a certain personality type, one that is prone to breaking laws, tends to be rather cavalier about breaking those laws and thinking they can get away with it. And what they really want is they want the admiration of some of their, community.
Right.
And so they're broadcasting what they do. Look, your secret behavior is only secret if nobody else knows about it. Somebody else knows about it, then you don't have secret behavior anymore.
Right. So, well, what's the saying, three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead?
Right. That's exactly how it goes. And I want to quick tell you about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So we know that healthcare is a big mess. Obamacare is messed up, an already messed up system with the intention of fixing it. And what we really need is a healthcare system, a free market healthcare system that focuses on health. Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It isn't health insurance, it's coverage though. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you, if you need it, a proactive health assessment daily, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, a medical information card that you can hand over to medical personnel. Just check out all the other benefits they have at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You won't believe this, but really what it comes down to for me is not only do they provide better service and provide you a path to a better, healthier living, they provide it at less cost than the insurance companies do. Coverage can be as low as $600 for a family. HealthExcellenceSelect.com, and it's even less than that for singles and couples. Any kind of doctor, too. Traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So the question I have, and this is something that I've had to run up on in my life, there was a situation, I was in prison, for those of you who don't know, I spent 8.5 years in prison for a second-degree murder charge, I was in the hotel room when a man was killed, I didn't know that it was going to happen, and I was trying to protect my friend, a person whom I thought was my friend, and, you know, I lied to police, and I ended up in prison. I'm not claiming that I didn't deserve to go there, but I am going to claim to you I have never killed anyone. The thing is that I worked as the staff canteen operator. I managed to rise up through the ranks to the highest paid position, a whopping $75 a month is what I got paid. And
you could buy like 3 boxes of ramen noodles with that.
Right. I got to know different officers and these sorts of things. And so I didn't hang out with the inmates as much as I hung out with the officers up in the canteen. And one officer apparently was smuggling some stuff in. I say apparently. One officer was smuggling stuff in. I know, because he smuggled stuff in for me. And
allegedly.
You know, he smuggled it in.
I'm just being a good journalist and using the word allegedly because he's not been convicted of it as far as I'm aware.
You're not going to get any information out of me on his name now either. But
allegedly.
I got a, the brass comes up, these white shirts. Now, in Florida, regular correctional officers and sergeants wear tan shirts. When the white shirts come up, you start to sweat. These people have
those
rank.
Are the supervisors.
Yes, they have rank, and when they, you know, they will bury your butt underneath confinement, okay? You do not mess with these people at all. The guy who was on the lead on this, his nickname was Bone Crusher, okay? I don't know what it's like in other prisons, but I can tell you, you do not come slick out of your mouth to these officers,
especially the brass. Somebody called Bone Crusher.
Yeah, no, not at all. So they began to do an investigation on this officer. Now, I knew he was being sloppy. I knew he was one of these personality types that just wanted the accolades of a bunch of convicts, mind you.
Right.
And they were coming to me looking for information. Now, I can't say that I could give them a whole bunch of information, but I was scared. And I'm going to tell you, I told them things that I knew about that officer. Now, I didn't tell them everything I knew, but I told them things that probably weren't particularly helpful in their investigation because they probably already knew them. But that's what happened. And so I know what that palpable fear is like because I experienced it.
Right.
And, you know, did that guy trust me to protect him? Sure, he trusted me to protect him. He trusted a lot of people to protect him. And the more people you trust to protect you, the less likely that that is to be the case. Right. And I have a certain understanding of what it's like to be put in that situation. Nobody likes to be snitched on, especially victimless crimes and these sorts of things. But there's times when the brass rolls into the room and it's you or the next guy. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's live Thanksgiving Day edition. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, and we'll chit-chat with you. I know. Look, you know, there's a lot of great things going on, a lot of great football this evening, but if that's not your thing, Talk Radio's here for you. 855-450-3733. Apparently, licensing and regulation cost a phenomenal amount of money. Now, we've talked about this here on Free Talk Live. This doesn't come as a surprise to me. But some of these numbers, when they talk about what the costs of regulation are staggering.
Yes. And the Institute for Justice just put out an article where they cite a study done by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. They use the acronym here, WILL. And they say occupational licenses are one of the most substantial barriers to opportunity in America today. According to Will's estimates, licensing laws raise prices for consumers by $1.93 billion each year and result in roughly 31,000 fewer jobs. And I believe this is only in Wisconsin.
So I don't understand. I do understand how it raises costs, but How many people are left without a job as a result of licensing? I mean, don't you just get the license and do the job?
There are some things that are much more difficult to wind up getting a license on.
Sure, but then you just do a different job.
In theory.
Okay.
And they are probably only counting, here's the number of people that would be working in this industry if these licensing things did not exist.
Okay.
So I think Florida is a really good example, as is Louisiana, where both of those states have licensing requirements for either interior decorator or florist, where you have a much greater amount of time that you have to go to, some sort of learning class to learn how to do the thing than you do to become a police officer. So it's, like hundreds of hours in, I believe it's Louisiana, to get a florist license, whereas it's maybe like 50 hours of training to get a law enforcement license in Louisiana.
Yeah, but they probably have a degree that goes along with this license, and the departments likely expect this criminal justice degree or something like that in many cases.
No.
Okay. Well, I can think of, there's florist is a really great example. The idea of requiring a license for a florist is clear and obvious rent-seeking behavior on the part of, frankly, it's usually other florists or
right.
or floral design schools.
Right.
These are the culprits usually.
And one of the good examples here in New Hampshire of, the hairdresser license, it was a state rep who happened to have owned the only hairdresser school in the state that wound up pushing through the hairdresser license.
Sure, they tell scary stories about what happens when you don't use the right amount of Barbasol or something like that.
Yeah.
And, surely there's been somebody somewhere who lost a hand or a finger due to a bad, nail cleaning. There's no doubt about it. But when you have billions of people on the planet and hundreds of millions of them in America, you're going to have these stories.
Right.
And sometimes these things are going to happen. The amount of children that are killed every year by electric car windows, it's a tragedy when these things happen. But no one's proposing getting rid of electric car windows.
Right.
And I just think it gets kind of silly at some point.
Right. Getting back to the article, over the past two decades, the number of license holders has increased by 34% in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the number of occupational license categories has soared by 84%.
Wow.
The report, the authors of the report, Colin Roth and Elena Ramlau, note while some credentialing serves to protect public health and safety, much is rank protectionism, a device to fence in those who already have permission to work and fence out those who do not.
Yeah, that's what it's about because, the state couches it in protecting the public, but that protection could come from the free market just as easily.
Correct.
All you have to do is create an organization that says that this person, has the good conduct seal of approval or whatever it might be.
Right.
And that is it's as good as a license from the government. Here in New Hampshire,
I would dare say it's better.
Here in New Hampshire, there is no contractor license. People that build houses in which other people live, in some cases for hundreds of years, don't need to have a degree in the state of New Hampshire. They don't need to have a license.
But yet, if I want somebody to give me a massage, then they need a license.
Sure.
Otherwise, they can be charged with either a misdemeanor or a felony, depending on whether they're a natural person or a legal person. The article from IJ continues, in 1900, the Badger State licensed only 14 occupations, including dentists, pharmacists, and veterinarians.
1900?
In the year 1900, okay. So 116 years ago,
yep.
They only had 14 occupations that were licensed. Today, the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services, that department alone licenses 166 occupations, including auctioneers and dance therapists.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a dance therapist, but apparently in Wisconsin, they are licensed.
Oh, I know one here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I was really sort of skeptical initially, but she made me a believer.
On the local level, cities license even more occupations, including harmless trades like selling Christmas trees, beekeeping, or selling ice cream.
Yeah, this is just trying to get a fee from somebody. And the nice thing about being the government is that if I go into the ice cream selling business, they get their money from me before I sell my first cone. It's not like they take a 1% of my cone or anything like that. They get their money beforehand.
Right.
For doing nothing.
And we're not even talking about just you need a business license to sell ice cream. It's you need a business license plus you need an ice cream vendor license.
Sure. That way they get more. It's just more graft.
Yes.
We call places like India corrupt because of bribes. Tell me the difference between an ice cream purveying license and a bribe.
One's a little more transparent and blatant. Other one is, well, we have these words written on paper, so therefore you do what we say.
Yeah, that's what it seems to come down to.
And apparently there's a new law in Wisconsin that bans municipalities from adding new licenses. So they can keep the ones they already have, but they can't introduce any new ones.
You can have the corruption. If you like your corruption, you can keep it.
And then I guess in theory, the state level could add in additional licenses. The further reform definitely is needed.
If you don't like our corruption, tough luck.
A recent report by the Brookings Institute found that 1/5 of Wisconsin's workforce is either licensed or certified. Separately, the Heritage Foundation conservatively estimates that licensing raises prices for the average household in Wisconsin by $754 on average. In 2012, the Institute for Justice found that the average license for low and moderate income occupations forced workers to pay $209 in fees, lose 145 days to education and experience, and take at least one exam.
So the 145 days to education is incredible.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good chunk of your life right there.
Right.
Wow.
That's over a third of the year.
If assuming that was annual. Is that annual?
That's what it makes it sound like.
Well, I can tell you, having taken a lot of classes for the fire department, most of it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about occupational licensing and the costs to us, everybody that uses these services. It's phenomenal. You can't ignore it. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Before we get into it, though, I want to tell you about MyPillow. Now, it's not my actual pillow, although MyPillow is made by MyPillow. The MyPillow is, it's got a special filling, and that filling, it kind of forms itself to your head, but still holds it up firmly. It doesn't kind of sink down over time. And it was created by a guy who, you know, frankly, he was having neck problems and headaches and these sorts of things. These things can definitely be caused by your head not being at the right angle all night long. Well, MyPillow solves that problem. Now, there are lots of good pillows out there that hold your head at the right angle. I had one before MyPillow came along. I was highly skeptical. I didn't want MyPillow because I wanted my old pillow. I was happy with my old pillow.
So you didn't want MyPillow because you were happy with MyPillow?
Your pillow, yeah. I know. It's very complicated. That's the brand name, MyPillow.
Yeah.
The fact is, I didn't want to get rid of my old pillow in exchange for my new MyPillow.
I must say that I like my pillow.
Yeah, I do too, and I won't get rid of this one either. We're going to be buying more because they're so awesome. And the real great advantage over another good pillow is you can wash these things. Look, you're familiar with dust mites and little critters that live on you. You're a little zoo of foreign critters. Well, that's not a problem, but it is a problem when they start getting out of control. Do you want your pillow to be something that never gets washed? Because usually that's how it goes with pillows. If some of them, if you do wash them, they're just destroyed. Check them out. Use code FTL when you go to mypillow.com and purchase one. You can get one for half off, or you can purchase one and get a second one for free. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to Richard calling in on Skype. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
All's well, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Sorry to hear about your swine.
Yes, my pig's a little ill.
Well, at any rate, I hope that comes out better than what you seem to indicate it might. But whatever happens, like you said, it's a natural situation, the farm situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of interested in what you guys might know or have heard about traveling in Mexico. I mean, there's a lot of disinformation out there about how unsafe it is to leave the country and go elsewhere. But a lot of it's disinformation put out there by the State Department and other sources. But there's been a couple of things in the news recently, and I'm planning to go to Anarcapulco next year.
Anarcapulco.com?
Yes. Yes.
Me too. We're going to be there.
Yes, I understand. And I don't know if you've been there before.
Yes, I did. I went 2 years ago. I missed the last one because it was at the same time as Liberty Forum here in New Hampshire. I won't have the problem of going to Liberty Forum this particular year, as Free Talk Live will not be asked back. I don't suspect I'm banned, but I think Ian may be. Either way, we are going to Anarcapulco, and we're going.
Well, you and Ian, I'm staying here.
That's right. You're going to be here running things. You're right. So it's going to be a great. I really, really, really enjoyed Anarcapulco the first go around. Now, I had a wonderful time. They paid a little bit to have me there, but that was really only covered the costs of my ticket and stuff. The, you know, lodging and I had to pay to go, essentially. It was money out of my pocket. And I really had a great time. I thought the speeches were great. I just loved the vibe. And as far as travel goes, yeah, I was, you know, I had just as much trepidation as you did, Richard. I didn't want to take my wife and my kid on this. As a matter of fact, since I'm miserly, I kind of decided on an adventure. I was going to fly into Mexico City, and rather than fly into Acapulco, I was going to fly into Mexico City and then take the bus from Mexico City to Acapulco.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah. You were thinking about the same trick?
Very similar. Actually, I was going to be a little bit more adventurous, and because I wanted to avoid the whole TSA situation was my goal. So what I was going to do is make an adventure out of it and go to a place where I have relatives, take a train from that location to San Antonio, Texas, and then take a bus from San Antonio somewhere close to the border, get across the border on the bus, and once I was inside Reynosa or someplace inside the border, take a flight all the way down to Acapulco.
Yeah, I can't speak to what the domestic flights in Mexico, but I'm sure you'll research that. Let me tell you about my trip, and I think that it might set your mind at ease a little bit.
Okay.
So I flew from, I think it was Boston to San Antonio to Mexico City. The worst part of my trip occurred at the Mexico City airport, where I feel like I got ripped off on the cab ride. It was like $20 to get from the airport to the bus station, and it was not far. So they kind of had this, you know, collusion thing going there and that sort of thing. Now, the worst thing that happened to me was a $20 cab ride in the whole event.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I went to the bus station, which was, you know, open air, the air was untreated, bus station, and it was maybe 11:30 at night when I arrived. There was a flea market going on next door. Now, here I am, you know, like I look like your average gringo pulling a suitcase behind me. I decide what a good idea to go through the darkened flea market and, you know, maybe get a sandwich and look at some of the local wares. This thing was huge and expansive. Some of it was closed and some of it was open. So I'm going through dark areas, and at some point I'm realizing, you know, dummy, you're in Mexico City and pulling a suitcase behind you, and you look wealthier than these people. And that's not good. But I never...
Not good.
The worst thing that happened to me at this flea market was he discovered that I speak, you know, a modicum of Spanish, and he wanted to talk about New York City. As though I know that much about New York City, right? To him, the United States is New York City, and he wanted to talk about New York City.
New York City and Los Angeles.
Yeah, he didn't talk about L.A. with me. I live four hours away from New York City. As far as he's concerned, I live in New York City.
Right. It's just like, you know, most Americans, when people think of Britain, or at least when most Americans think of Britain, they think, London.
Exactly.
Buckingham, tell me about the Queen.
I can't tell you what this horrible sandwich was I got, but it was basically white bread and bologna, kind of grilled together like a panini. It was horrifying. I don't recommend it. But all in all,
because
I had,
you don't recommend bologna, or you just wasn't don't good. Recommend it Mexican just bologna?
It wasn't what I wanted, I can assure you. It was. I'm like, oh, I'll have some local fare, and I'm like, blah. Nonetheless, I watched some people gambling and having a good time.
I've been to a lot of Mexican restaurants, and never once have I seen grilled bologna sandwich on the menu.
Yeah, I hear you. I didn't expect what I got either. So then at 2 o'clock in the morning, I end up in the bus. I'm, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, so I'm dozing off. I wake up. I'm on, like, you know, this little gal, you know, little 4'11". Mexican lady, you know, I referred to her as Consuela, but I have no idea. I was just being mean. I couldn't talk to her. She didn't want to talk or anything like that. But I fell asleep on her. She didn't even move me. She didn't even, like, give me a shove or anything like this. I end up in Acapulco.
Maybe she just wanted to cuddle.
I think she should have given me a good jab, frankly, is what she should have done. But nonetheless, you know, I get off.
I'm just saying, maybe she enjoyed it.
I would hate to think that I imposed on her because of social status would be what would make me feel bad. If she liked it, then excellent. She was a fine pillow. So I end up in Acapulco in the morning, and I go to an Acapulco, and, you know, the day starts and that sort of thing. We go out for lunch every single day. I'm walking. I'm taking cabs. I went to see the cliff divers. Never. My whole trip in Mexico City and Acapulco, did I feel scared, threatened? I did see some government agents in, like, a tricked-out Humvee with a 50 cal. That kind of gave me pause. But other than the government agents, I never thought about anything. You know, it's not in anyone's interest particularly to scare the tourists away from Acapulco. So,
indeed, and that's what I've heard, too. But the thing is this friend of mine, who I finally found a partner that's going to go with me, so that also helps alleviate some of my fears and change my plans. I'm not going to do the adventure thing like I mentioned. But he has mentioned these reservations, and he's heard a couple of news reports recently, not mainstreams, alternative news, and I can't tell you exactly which ones, but he was a little bit concerned about the recent reports of violence in Mexico from the drug cartels who are apparently trying to infiltrate or do their nasty things in these tourist areas, and that was kind of surprising to hear.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's crime, and I'm in, you know, every area. All I can speak to is my personal experience in 2 years ago at the Anarcopoco event then. And, you know, I wouldn't tell anybody that any place is safe, but I, you know, I was safe, and I got robbed in Las Vegas. So I don't know what to tell you.
Mark's a little bit concerned about our
well, hold the line.
Curious.
Hold the line.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.